More than 100 people were killed today in a suicide car bombing in Iraq. This is one of the deadliest attacks since the fall of Saddam Hussein. This incident took place in the town of Hilla, which is about 60 miles south of Baghdad. More than 100 people were wounded in the attack, in addition to the more than 100 killed. We're going now to Baghdad, to LA Times Baghdad correspondent Patrick McDonald. He's on the phone. And, Mr. McDonald, what have you learned about this car bombing?
Well, like many of these things, Steve, the details are still quite sketchy. There was one report that it was in the vicinity of a hospital, another report that the bomber drove into a crowd of people applying for work at a government office. But it's clearly a site of extraordinary carnage, and Hilla is one of those towns. It's a largely Shiite town, but there have been tensions there between the Shiites and Sunni Arabs, and one can speculate immediately about this being another sectarian-related incident, which is always troubling here.
It's been almost a month since the elections took place in Iraq, and people have been watching for any signs of a change in the insurgency. Does this bombing give us any answer to that?
Well, I think there's the first few days after the January 30th elections, there was a bit of a lull, but sadly and lamentably, the violence has picked up considerably, and we're unfortunately back into this almost daily drumbeat of car bombings, attacks, beheadings, and it's a cycle that really has left a lot of people in Iraq despairing, despite what some consider some very positive political developments.
And we should mention, I suppose, you mentioned that details are sketchy. Hilla is one of those areas that you still can get to in Iraq, but for the past 8 or 9 months, it's been very hazardous for Western reporters to travel around. It might take a little while to get a sense of what's happened there, I suppose.
Well, that is the case. Yeah, all of the roads south of Iraq, well, south of Baghdad, really all of the roads leading in and out of the capital are extremely hazardous. There's been an epidemic of kidnappings and shootings of vehicles south of Baghdad, and it's really not especially safe for Iraqis, but it's especially unsafe for foreigners to be on those roads, which, you know, makes it difficult as a news-gathering organization to ferret out exactly what happened. But this does appear to be one of the deadliest, if not the deadliest, single car bomb that we've had here during the life of the insurgency.
Now, in the last few days and weeks, what kinds of different responses have you seen by the Iraqi government to the insurgents?
They've been building up their troop strength, their police strength. I would say the Iraqi government has been on a bit of a public relations campaign to show that they are indeed having some impact in fighting the insurgency. They've been announcing arrests of top insurgent cell leaders almost every day. There's been a parade of purported terrorists put on TV giving confessions. So there's been a kind of a public relations blitz trying to convince the people that indeed the government has made progress against the insurgency. Of course, it's a very difficult thing to measure objectively as to how much progress they're making or not, but the government certainly wants to give the impression that it's having success against this very difficult insurgency.
We've been talking to Patrick McDonald. He's the LA Times Baghdad correspondent. Thanks very much.
Thank you.